It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yay, Jason Fetty's here. Hello.
Good morning. What happened to you?
I don't know. My voice is gone. Too much turkey.
Welcome back.
Yes, nice to be back. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, I expected you to be a little bit groggy, ragged, and like just completely destroyed over the holidays, but you know.
No, my voice is completely wasted. Never mind. I'm wearing my Cakes 93.5 t-shirt with renewed loyalty and commitment to the station. Very happy to be here.
Is that your New Year's resolution?
That's my new thing. And yeah, what have we got to do today, Tyler?
Oh, you know, I think we've got a lot of good stories. A lot of recapping of the holidays to do. Yesterday was my birthday.
Yep.
Huh? All right.
Happy birthday,
mate. So we'll talk about that. And then you have something.
What were you, 13?
Yep. Made it to my adolescence.
Well done.
You told me yesterday that you really hope we do a radio show this morning because you have a great story about a horse penis.
Yeah, we couldn't miss it.
So let's save that to the 8 a.m. hour.
Yeah, I like a story about a penis. Most of my stories about penises are kind of made up, really.
Uh-huh.
But this one's a real story.
Great.
Yep.
I can't wait.
I know.
This is one of our top tracks of 2015, Weezer's Thank God for Girls.
The girl in the pastry shop.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
Daily Scramble Live with Laguna Beach, with California, with Cakes 93.5. It's raining a little bit, but not too bad. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay.
Now that that's out of the way.
Yep.
This is our first day back after two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Are you glad to be back, or could you have used another week?
You know what's... Okay. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm thrilled to be home.
Mm-hmm.
Usually after a long vacation, I'm like really excited to be back on the air. This time, I was like, I could have a couple more.
I could have another week. I could have.
What? Why is that? Why this time?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. But I feel the same way. It must be in the air. It's not you. It's not me. It's obviously whoever's listening to this show that's causing us this problem. No, I don't know. You went to Colorado. I went to Desert Hot Springs. I went to Vegas.
You went to Vegas?
Yeah. Now, what's the radio station that you used to work at Desert Hot Springs? Do you want to mention it?
I'm happy to. I worked at two. It was in the whole Coachella Valley.
Right.
The first one is 93.7 KCLB, which is an active rock station.
Yeah.
And that was my first gig. And it was Korn, Metallica, Slipknot. I mean, the heaviest of heavy.
Yeah.
And me, this metrosexual white kid.
You had to pretend to like it.
I really did.
Yeah.
I grew to actually like some of the stuff. But I think I fibbed my way through that gig. And then I ended up programming a news station called Crush 103.9. And I had a billboard on Gene Autry Way.
Wow.
In
really?
Palm Springs.
Face on it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, man. It was.
That's what. When I get a billboard like that, I'm retiring.
I should have.
Taking a picture.
I should have at 22.
Yeah.
And that was Adult Contemporary. Chris Daughtry, Colby Calais, Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see why I was anxious to do my own thing.
Sure. I didn't listen to any radio while I was there. I meant to. And I just got into my own thing doing it. But it's a weird place, Desert Hot Springs.
It's very ghetto, you know.
It is very ghetto.
Very ghetto. It's like the meth capital of California.
I went to a Chinese restaurant. It was like going to welfare. It was like going to the Department of Social Security.
But you went there for the resorts, for the spas?
We went to one particular resort, which I have been to before, which is magnificent.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't want everybody piling down there. But
so if you stay within those walls, you're probably okay.
Oh, yeah, just we did. We stayed entirely within those walls until I went out to get a Chinese meal, which was really the worst Chinese meal I've ever had in my life.
Where I'd go for Chinese food.
Terrible. But
did you not drive to Palm Springs or Palm Desert?
We could have done, but it was this place around the corner from the place. We didn't want to leave. It was all hot springs,
all right,
and lush greenery and all that. It's very good.
I never went to DHS when I lived in the Valley.
Right.
I never went there one time.
Yeah. And I kept thinking, I could live here. I could, you know, like rent's $150 a month for a 4-bedroom house. I could live. And then I thought, yeah, but if you lived here, where would you get the $150 from?
Good point.
No work there. There's nothing to do.
I had that sense of feeling because I went to Tucson also, my home, after Colorado. And it's changed so much. They have a downtown area that's like Portland or Austin now, and there's cool hip bars in every corner and craft breweries and just this vibrant, young, youthful area.
Really? That's cool.
I want our city to go there.
Yeah.
Like, sincerely, I want to tell our city council to go to downtown Tucson and look what they did in the last 3 years and look at all these young people enjoying it. Obviously, the economics are a little different. That's a big difference. But it can be done, and it was cool to see my home revitalized in that way.
It can be done. And on this one subject, I'll just say one thing before we play a record. I went to an event the other night, and I sat with a guy from the Newport Beach Rotary Club. Is that right? Yes. He's from the Newport Beach Rotary Club. And this lady who is on Irvine's city council.
Okay.
She's been the mayor, this lady, before too. So she's really active in Irvine. And they were both complaining about their cities and how they can't get any art going, they can't get any music going, blah, blah. And I sat open-mouthed and I said, you guys should move to Laguna. You're absolutely wasting your time in those cities, Irvine and Newport Beach.
Because we're trying to do those
things. And at least the city's got its ears open to us. At least there's people here that, you know, have got a smidgen, to use a good English word, of thought about the arts and about entertainment in town. And at least it's a conversation that's happening in Laguna. It's not, I mean, in Irvine, forget it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. the whole experience made me more motivated than ever to do that for our town, you know, to avoid the gentrification of Laguna and keep it fun and keep it fresh and make it the arts colony it always has been.
Yeah. Well, we're moving forward, and I think the city's on our side to some degree. I just think, you know, it's a big ship to turn around.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we always end up talking about that somehow, no matter what we're talking about.
Because it's our thing, we're passionate about it. But yeah. Anyway, you know what you're doing, don't you? You're listening to KX 93.5, and this is your Daily Scramble Live.
KX 93.5!
Daily Scramble Live.
That's our morning show here on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell. That's Jason Fetty. We're
morning.
Back after a bit of a hiatus. So if we talk about things that happened a while ago, that's because Jason and I are just getting to talk about them with each other.
Yeah, we want to talk about Christmas. How's your Christmas?
Good. How's yours?
Good.
Great. Talked about it.
Okay.
So how about we talk about what's really important over the holidays?
Right.
There's one thing, family coming together, sharing gifts with each other, spending time.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
A little bit thinking about the past.
And it has to do with this. Should I talk about what you're having me do right now?
Okay, so I want you to put the mic on. I want you to close your eyes.
All right, Jason wanted me to turn a microphone on and close my eyes. Yeah, can I leave the Star Wars theme song on?
Yeah, leave it on, and then you want to listen to this noise. You listening? What do you think about that?
Did you get a lightsaber?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Look at that thing.
Oh, man!
Do you know what I really like doing? I like
Dude.
Doing this. I like doing this. Turn it on and turn it off again really quick. It's not mine.
That
I
is
borrowed it.
Cool.
I borrowed it from a friend of mine, but it is a really... Feel the weight of that thing.
That looks real.
I know. It's great, isn't it?
Wait, is this Kylo Ren's, meaning it has things that come out on the side?
Well, nothing really happens on the side, but it's red, so it must be Kylo Ren's.
Oh!
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Well, no, it's not Kylo Ren's unless it has, like, the sword shaft.
No, he's
the
baddie, though. It's the baddie. What's the baddie called?
Kylo
the
Ren.
One? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. It would be.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be like
a
cross.
You're missing the things on the bottom.
Right.
Wow. This
well,
is
no.
Cool.
This is like 10 years
it's got
old.
Some
this
serious
thing.
Weight. Yeah. So it can't be his if it's 10 years old. It's, it's Darth Vader's in that case.
Right.
Because it's red.
It's mean.
This is cool.
Isn't that great?
Very cool.
It's not mine, unfortunately, but I might steal it.
Thank you for making me close my eyes and have that revealed to
all
me.
All right. Keep going. And I'll
all right.
Just keep,
anyway.
I'll zap you.
All right. So I made Jason see Star Wars over the holiday because. Did you break your lightsaber?
Wait. If you move it around.
Yeah. It does that swooshy thing.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Very cool. Yeah. Anyway, I made Jason see the film.
I scared the dog with it last night.
Because
he just doesn't like it at all.
I scared the dog with my Happabore, which is one of the creatures on the planet Jakku that's drinking water, and I have it stuffed, and Jasper does not like it.
Right. Well, don't blame him.
All right. So we both have Star Wars toys. Anyway, you saw the movie.
Yeah.
I saw the movie.
Yeah.
Let's not do spoilers, okay?
Okay.
Because some people probably still haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that person. But why don't you share your thoughts as a Brit who hates the Star Wars franchise?
Well, you know, awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah?
I went at 10 o'clock at night on, like, New Year's Day, I think I went. I forget now exactly. But, yeah, 10 o'clock at night down in Mission Viejo, watched it in 3D, and cried twice.
I cried six times.
Did you? That's great. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Honestly, well, how can you say what, you know, does everybody know that Harrison Ford is in this movie? I think people do.
Oh, he knows he's... Yeah, yeah, you can talk about some content. So when, just don't do the big...
No, no, the storyline yeah, and everything. Yeah. But when you first see... When you see Harrison Ford and the old characters from the first movie...
absolutely.
I mean, that's... And they're brilliant at Disney. And George Lucas is wrong, I'm sorry to say, when he says it's too retro and he wanted the story to continue and move further forward and stuff. You know, Lucas famously has said all this about this movie. And I just think he's wrong. I think Disney have done a great job. They've brought in... It's, you know what it is? It's generational, to coin a phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the kids know all the characters. And I knew every... I knew all the major characters. I knew them. And I haven't seen a Star Wars film since the first one in 1980, whatever it was, or 79.
Well, that's what was so good about this movie. Because the first one that you saw, A New Hope, was exactly the same plot as this movie.
Exactly.
It was... Exactly the same.
That's right.
And they even intentionally homaged specific things, like blowing up the Death Star and other things that happened once. They did it again in their own way.
That's right.
But it was fine because the way that they paced out those big nostalgic reveals that you were waiting for as a Star Wars fan, that you get shivers for and you cry for, and you're like, yeah, yeah. Anytime it happened, I mean, you emotionally were lost it, or I did.
Oh, totally. And they've got some new characters as well, so younger characters that continue keep the energy up of the whole thing, so it's not just a load of old farts, you know, in the Millennium Falcon. But it was really, it was magic. I didn't expect to enjoy it. I left it till 10 o'clock at night to go and see it because I knew you wanted me to see it. And I came, I could not sleep. It was magic. It's really, really great.
Now, the
really
problem great. They do have was this was a little gimmicky to reveal all the characters again and to do the exact same story. Now they actually have to do something on the next movie.
Right, because can we say who's alive? We know who's alive.
Well, people are alive. Some people aren't.
Some people are alive at the end that we'll need for the next show.
Yes.
So it was magic, really. For older people that saw the original one and then got, you know, sick of it because we grew up and the movies didn't really, you should go see this.
Yeah.
It's just reliving your childhood. And you get to see all the old faves, and they're as old as you. Harrison Ford, he's an old geezer.
Very old.
Yeah.
Trouble running. Poor guy.
Well, that's why they needed some younger people to keep the energy up of the thing. But, yeah, so tremendous. And, of course, the special effects are magnificent. And
well, they used real models. I mean, they went back to Lucas's original way of doing stuff. They used real figurines and models and less CGI.
Less CGI,
which I think looks better.
Yeah.
You know, I think we might be moving in that direction in some cases.
I didn't know that. That again, is probably what Lucas is a bit upset about because he's an artist and he wants to keep pushing back.
Right. They went back to
his original thing. But, you know, it's Disney-fied. I'm sure everybody knows what that means without me having to explain it. You know, it's got a happy ending and blah, 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 but it's wonderful.
I haven't talked to anybody who didn't like it, but there is a recognition that now the story needs to move forward. Now that we've had this nostalgic movie that exactly the same plot as another Star Wars movie, now we need to move forward. And J.J. Abrams has said the script for Episode 8 is so good, he wished he was directing it, and he's not. Somebody else's.
Oh, is that right?
So
you're right. It does need to move forward. Perhaps they should go the way of, like, the Batman movies, where they go a little darker and a little more, or even Harry Potter went the same way. It got a little more grown up, you know.
Yeah. I think it's going to be great. Yeah. And I'm so glad you liked it.
I did. Very much.
Let's go see it again.
All right, let me just give you the noise again. Oh, kettle's boiled. So it's been your birthday, Tyler Russell.
It has been my birthday.
It's been your birthday. Now, I got it wrong. I thought it was January the 1st. Is it January the 2nd?
No, it's the 3rd.
It's the 3rd. See, I got it wrong. I thought it was January the 1st. And then I thought it was January the 2nd. And now I know it's January the 3rd.
Are you going to remember?
I don't know. I should really put it in my calendar.
I don't think I remember your... It's February something. 20th?
22nd.
Okay.
222.
We're both 2 days off from each other's birthday.
22266.
That's easy.
Very auspicious, that.
Yes.
Mm.
27.
Yeah.
I know it may feel young to you.
Well, no, not really.
But Feels really, really old to me.
Yeah, you're approaching the big 30.
When you turned 27, mm-hmm. did you have the feeling of, wow, I feel old now?
I had the feeling of wow because I was very, very loaded on copious amounts of drugs. 27, no, it's great, 27, because you still got your elf.
Yeah, I do have my elf.
You've got your elf. 30 was a weird one because you start sort of looking over your shoulders the first time where you go, because it seems like a big deal, 30. Mm-hmm, it's not mm-hmm. really, but it seems, and you look over your shoulder and you go, what have I achieved? But you've achieved loads of things, so there you go.
I still don't feel like it's enough, though, because I look at other 27-year-olds who have accomplished so very much.
Right.
I want to be in the 30 under 30 before I'm 30. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How did I get there?
I don't know. You're looking at the wrong guy.
I need to befriend Justin Bieber. Because like him, he's 24.
Right.
Most famous person in the world.
And a total douchebag. So you're not, it's okay. You're a nice guy. So 27's great. It's all nonsense. It's absolute nonsense, Tyler. Any person of any age
it doesn't matter.
Will tell you that it's just a load of old cobblers.
I told my parents to ring in my 27th year. I was going to listen to a lot of Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Kurt Cobain.
Right, because you joined that club.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, even that's nonsense, isn't it? It turns out that really most people didn't die at 27.
They didn't?
No, most people have not died.
No, they did.
No.
They did.
No.
How could they not?
I don't know.
I mean, you just count their years, then they're dead.
John Lennon wasn't 27.
Well, of course not. He died in 1980.
Elvis Presley wasn't 27.
I think he might have been.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was like 40, wasn't he?
Yeah, 42. and I saw, I don't want to go off the subject of your birthday, but I did see Springsteen on SNL. Did you see that?
I haven't
Christmas?
Seen it, no.
So Springsteen was on. He did his big, Santa Claus is coming to town. And the other guest was Paul McCartney. Although I turned to Mike Waldman. And I said to him, that's not Paul McCartney. McCartney couldn't make it, so he sent his grandma instead.
He really does look like an old woman. He really does.
Anyway, so go on, see, do you have a good birthday? Are you really thinking about this stuff, or are you just sort of...
Yeah, I am a little. It's the first time I've ever felt like I'm in my late 20s.
You are in your late 20s.
Fortunately, I haven't started using drugs yet. So, no. Because the reason all those people died is that they used drugs up until their 27th birthday, and then at 27, they couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
But
should start. Just start slowly. And you know how people cut down? You should cut up.
Mm-hmm. Just really just go for it.
No, just slowly. Take it, gently. Ease into a horrible addiction. No, don't be silly. I'm just being silly. I just think, we all are sort of a little bit...
We're obsessed about it a little.
We're nervous about everything. We always blame it on something, and we look at our age.
It doesn't matter. You're right. It really doesn't matter. I feel exactly the same as I did 2 days ago.
And everybody, whoever they are, whatever age they are, they're going, oh, I wish I wasn't this age. I wish I was a different age, usually younger.
People do that a lot.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and wanting to be older. And I don't know when it stopped.
It does stop, though.
It doesn't stop and you go, oh, now I want to be younger now.
It stopped for me. I think that's the thing.
Well, it probably
I
is.
No longer want to be older.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Right
you're,
here.
You're kind of an old soul, though, Ty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why. Because I'm already, now I'm turning old. I'm almost matching my mental age.
Mm. I don't know what that means.
Jason has a story for us in the next hour. Do you want to tease it?
Oh, a very important story. Please keep it here. If you've got to get to work, don't worry. Call the boss and say, I just need an extra few minutes. If you don't mind, I'll just be a little bit late. Because Jason Fetty has a story about a horse penis on the radio.
Daily Scramble Live.
An old friend of mine has just Facebook messaged me to say, very long message. Sometimes people write a very long message and you think, oh my God, how am I going to ever respond to this? And it was very, very long. Should really have been an email. And he's saying that he's sorry that he was mean to me earlier on in the year.
Wow.
And he said some things and blah, blah, blah. And he loves me and he's blah, 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 blah. And I've just had to write back to him. I'm delighted you're positive, but I'm on the radio now and I have to do a story about a horse penis. And if we were at school together, me and this guy, and that's going back a long, long time.
Right.
And I reckon that if 35 years ago when we were at school together, if somebody comes up and said, one day, Jason, you're going to have to tell Scree, your friend, to just back off a little bit because you've got to do a horse penis story on the radio.
No one would have
Nobody
been surprised.
Nobody would have been surprised. No. Not in the least bit.
Definitely not.
No.
I wasn't when you told me you were excited to do the show this morning because of this very reason.
Well, I have a show on the radio on a Sunday morning where we do a lot of this kind of, a lot of penis stories, but they're kind of spurious. And often they're from websites that can't be proven to be true.
But this is real.
But this is absolutely real. A Scottish mine worker has reportedly been arrested in Kyrgyzstan. I believe I'm pronouncing that incorrectly.
I'm not sure where Kyrgyzstan is.
Neither am I. He's in Kyrgyzstan. He's been arrested after comparing its national dish to a horse penis on Facebook. Michael McFeet from Abernethy, which I'm definitely pronouncing wrongly, in Scotland, who said to he's been held after posting a picture of Kyrgyz, so the people of Kyrgyzstanian people.
Wow, what do you call people of Kyrgyzstanian?
It says Kyrgyz co-workers. His Kyrgyz, not Kyrgyzian, but Kyrgyz. It sounds like something out of Star Wars, doesn't it? I am a Kyrgyzian co-worker. Queuing for a chuk-chuk, which is a horse meat sausage.
So many words.
I know, so many words. That's why I do that. I say words on the radio. The caption compared the dish to a stallion's genitals, Associated Press reported. This news agency says that the co-workers were so upset they called a strike at the gold mine where this guy works.
What?
Yep, called a strike. Mr. Feet has deleted the post and he's put an apology on his Facebook page, but it's reported that Mr. McFeet faces up to 5 years in prison.
So this is what happens when you have no freedom of speech.
Right, you say, oh, that looks like a horse penis, and if that's it, you're in jail for 5 years.
5 years.
I know, he works for a Canadian company that owns the gold mine. He was the company was unavailable for comment, but a friend of mine who's a chef in England,
he was available for comment.
Was available, and he said to me, I said to him, how do you how would he know that it tasted like horse penis? And he said he didn't know how this particular guy would know, but that if you were to eat horse penis, you would have to cook it for a long, long time. You'd have to really like steam it forever to make it, because it's quite gristly, he said. Yeah, gristly horse penis.
I'm really grossed out.
I know, it's disgusting, isn't it? Brilliant story, though. Hope he's all right.
Chuk chuk.
Chuk chuk.
Is there a picture of the dish?
No, there is not a picture of the dish. If there was,
well, that's how I would know whether it looked like one or not.
Right. Well, I still wouldn't know. I haven't spent any time looking at them. There you go.
Are you happy?
Stallion's genitals.
Are you happy?
I'm just happy to say penis on the radio.
I know. Hey, we just released a list of our favorite 30 songs from year 2015. It's on our website. If you click on Music News, it's right there on the homepage. This was one of them. In fact, it was right near the top. Tame Impala's The Moment on KX93.5. We've been away for a couple weeks, but we're back now, and there's a lot of stuff that happened in music news over the holidays that we want to make sure you're up to date on, because we're just getting up to date on it, right?
On it.
First thing.
On it.
First thing.
Do you know what I liked most of all? This morning you said it twice now, you've gone, it's not raining now, but it will has been raining, and it will rain again. You sound like the prophet Isaiah.
That's actually a really deep statement.
It's very deep. It's
very prophetic.
Yeah.
Anyway, this band.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
This band, yeah. I know this band very well.
They're back.
Yeah.
They're reuniting.
Wow.
Something that no one ever thought would ever happen.
Never.
Axl Rose is going to be on stage with Slash again.
Wow. Do you know that Slash is from the north of England or somewhere? He lived there till he was seven.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it.
Daniel Barnes told me. Could be a lie. Could have made it up.
And it's been confirmed that Guns N' Roses will play their first reunion show tomorrow. Tomorrow night on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Well.
Okay. Then they're going to play Coachella. That has been leaked. They're going to headline Coachella in mid-April. Mm. Then they're going to go on a 25-date football stadium tour in North America.
Great.
Axl Slash and Duff McKagan are all going to be in the band. It's not clear who else will be part of the band's lineup.
Oh. What was that?
Hello.
I think the elevator's reached the floor that we want to get out at.
Can you believe that?
Well, yeah, I can. I'm trying to find a bone in my body that cares, but I guess it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Is it a big deal?
Huge deal.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, whatever.
All right. How about this story? Lemmy's dead. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, that for me was a big deal.
Lemmy of Motorhead died at 70 years old. I mean, the pace at which his death happened, on Christmas Eve, he learned he was afflicted with an aggressive form of cancer. Mm. 2 days later, died at his home.
Do you think it's true that he found out 2 days before he died?
Well, he's been having health problems for the past year, and he actually apparently, quote, quit smoking and drinking for the past 12 months.
I heard that he didn't quit drinking. I heard that he switched from scotch or whatever it was, you know, Jack Daniels, to vodka.
To vodka, yeah.
I heard it was vodka, yeah.
Yeah, I think Alice Cooper said that, actually.
Is that right?
Reported that one.
I think it was his personal assistant as well let that leak. So, you know, Lemmy, man, I mean, I went to parties in England when Lemmy was there. Years ago.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day before Motorhead were like a big deal, before like Overkill came out, and that was huge, you know. The Ace of Spades, rather, I should say. Overkill had been out for a while. But, yeah, before they were an international success, they were just the local heroes, really. They were wonderful back in the day. But he was very much the do-it-all. He got thrown out of Hawkwind. Do you know who Hawkwind are?
Mm-mm.
Were? They were an incredibly druggy band back in the 70s, played all the free festivals at Stonehenge and all these places. Proper hippie, English hippie band. Not so much peace and love, but more like, let's get absolutely drunk off our faces kind of hippies. Those kind of freaks, really, rather than hippies, I suppose, if there's a distinction, or there was for us when we were silly, when we were kids and being silly. Anyway, he got thrown out of them for doing too much of the wrong kind of drug.
Yeah.
So he liked to snort white powders and drink a lot of drink, and it's quite surprising that he lived this long, really.
70 years old is pretty astonishing.
It's pretty amazing. He got his 70 years and 10, which I don't think anybody would have dreamed.
Yeah. Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood is holding
a memorial
for him this next week, next Saturday.
Yeah.
They're saying goodbye at 2 p.m. Okay?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll be at work, but whatever. It's sad.
Moving through some music news that happened over the holidays, Beatles music can now be streamed online.
I know, isn't that great?
Years of famously boycotting it, saying we will never be on online services, Spotify, nope, and you can only get weird, random, live Beatles tracks that are on compilation albums on Spotify. Now they have gone to the other extreme. They're on every streaming service, and you don't need a paid subscription to any of those services to hear Beatles music online.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We don't know the true story behind this, but I think that, or what we hear is that Yoko and Paul have been arguing about this stuff for years, and that it was George Martin's son, whose name escapes me now, or maybe George Harrison's son.
Is it? No.
What?
No, it's not that.
Somebody's brokered a deal anyway. Somebody from the inner circle has brokered a deal, and of course, Paul's very happy to earn a few extra dollars. He doesn't care.
It will literally be a few, though. You don't really get much from streaming.
No, but you know, they'll enter the 21st century, and
right.
You know, it's been annoying to go. Sometimes you go online and you go, "Oh my god, I can get that record," and it turns out it's been remade by a cover band,
right?
You know, so this is great that they're part of what's happening today. You know,
I got a record player for Christmas, a 1979. In fact, the same one as this one, this Technics 1200.
Oh, the Technics. Yeah. I like that record.
I got it
player
for Christmas, and I've got the entire Beatles catalog because my dad had them at home, and I took them from him.
That's cool.
And man, there's something really satisfying about just putting a vinyl down, putting the needle on, and you know, I'd never listened to Dark Side of the Moon in full on vinyl before, or just like in one sitting.
Yeah.
And I did it yesterday, and I was like, I get it.
Oh, it's a whole story.
I understand.
It really is. And mate, those are real concert records. And if you've got good speakers and a decent... See, as a kid, we never had the money to buy a decent stereo, so we never had one. I mean, and I still stand by what I've always said, is that if you've got a lousy record, if you went to Urban Outfitters over Christmas and you bought a $50 record player, you're wasting your time, and you'll ruin your records.
Right.
You know, you've got to have really good stylus and a decent, properly balanced record player that's got, what do they call that, a flywheel in it, so that the thing spins at exactly the right, you know, that's hard to do. That's a difficult thing. That was the most difficult thing in the technology to get right, was to make the wheel spin at exactly 33 and a third RPM. Difficult to figure out. It's not a digital thing. It's actual, you know, wires and wheels and bits of plastic, you know, and rubber bands.
Well, why don't you come over and we can listen to records?
I would do that. It's a little weird, but I would do it.
Finally, there's a new record out. It is the Radiohead release of the Bond theme song Spectre, because apparently they were asked last year to write a theme tune for the new Bond movie, and it didn't work out. But they still, in a, defiant display of something, released the song, yeah. Radiohead Spectre. Would you like to hear it?
What happened? Was it not taken for the film?
I guess like not. It? They used Sam Smith instead.
Okay.
Which I didn't really care for the theme song, but yeah. Would you like to hear Radiohead's version?
Sure.
I actually haven't even heard it yet. So again, we're recapping all of the things in music news that happened while we were away. So to catch you up, here's Radiohead doing their version of Spectre that didn't quite make the film.
Grace.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I hate Radiohead and I loved that.
Do you hate them really?
I really don't like
them. Oh, I love, especially the early stuff, that rock and roll
beautiful.
Stuff.
Beautiful.
Isn't that amazing?
Cool.
They should have used that for the end of it. Oh, what's going on there?
I don't know.
Anyway, they should have used it for the end, for the fact. I can see why they didn't want to use it for the opening credits. It's too lush and kind of.
Probably pretty expensive to pick two Bond theme songs, though.
What was the. Is it the same song that Sam
no,
Smith
sang? Totally different.
No, different song.
Yeah.
So they were asked to write it probably as well. Mm-hmm.
They write it. They write it themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Shirley Bassey, is it?
No. Radiohead said they're really proud of it, and that's why they wanted to get it out. They love it. So.
They should be. It's magic. Cool. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like very. It's like modern classical music, but without the sort of people throwing keys into pianos and stuff.
Yeah.
Bashing stuff on with a saboon. What, you know what I mean? That sort of weird John Cagey. 14 minutes of silence. That's beautiful. Takes you on a journey. Nice.
Well, we've talked a minute over this next song, so I'll go ahead and play it now.
If you would.
Thank you.
Daily scramble life. Daily scramble, daily scramble life.
Yeah. Daily scramble life.
Yeah, Daily Scramble Live. That's the name of the show you're listening to right now. FYI, we like to tell you once in a while just to keep you abreast.
Indeed. 2016 is upon us, Jason Fetty.
Yes.
What'd you do for New Year's, by the way? We haven't talked about that yet.
I went to an old person's party, but we try and be young. I say old. I mean, you know, people in their 50s, 60s.
It's old.
That's my, you know, I'm going to be 50 soon, coming up.
Very soon.
Pretty soon. So, now, let me tell you, you're all, 27, going to be 30, 50, whatever. Really. I mean, really. Come on.
So you partied with a bunch of 50-year-olds.
Yeah, but we played Dirty Word Pictionary, which was great fun.
Oh, great fun.
Amazing. That's people, basically what some people know and what some people don't know. That I got married, what, 5 years ago?
Right.
So I know what, oh my God, I'm not sure I can say it on the radio.
Don't say it.
Yeah, probably not. But I know what certain things are.
Uh-huh.
Whereas some people that have been married a long, long time, no idea.
Okay.
Or, well, I mean, really, being married is no excuse. They should watch more porn. I did tell them. You know. But some people drew some really funny stuff. It was great fun. And we played that until about 11:30. And then, funnily enough, a lot of people, and there were a lot of people there, they went home. Like, they go home.
Before midnight?
Yeah. And somebody said to me, it's because they don't want to get caught with, you know, people drunk driving.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
I know, but it's kind of boring, isn't it? I mean, good grief. We stuck around. You know, we hung out till about midnight. You know, I kissed the wife and on the lips and everybody else on the cheek. It was very nice.
Very cute.
It was lovely. And, you know, it's another year goes by.
I went to House of Blues Anaheim.
Did you know?
And I saw
Go on.
The 10-year reunion show of the band Jack's Mannequin.
Oh, that's cool.
Andrew McMahon's
All right.
band. Yeah.
Andrew McMannequin.
They haven't played together in a very long time, and they played the entirety of their album, Everything in Transit, which okay. came out when I was 16 or 17.
Okay.
So it's very high school for me. Yeah. And hung out with Andrew for a little bit in the meet and greet, saw his sound check. He says hi. I said hey. Saw the show. The House of Blues management allowed me to shoot out a confetti cannon at midnight. I was one of few, me and the security guards, so it was great fun.
That's really nice. He's a lovely guy, Andrew McMahon. Very
yeah,
nice.
He really is lovely.
Is there a video of us online with him? Is it on our website?
It is. If you not of us per se, but if you go to the YouTubes and you can go to our page, or you can search for Andrew McMahon KX93.5, you'll see him acoustically performing Cecilia and the Satellite, his big hit,
yeah,
his first ever number one hit over at Laguna Sound
Cecilia.
Studio.
Cecilia. In the Satellite.
No, boom, that's boom, not how it goes. That
would be the generational rock version.
Not it.
But he's nice, and he's from San Clemente, and he's got a good story. There's a movie about him. Yeah.
He's great. Anyway, expectations for 2016 / New Year's resolution / what do you want to say at the beginning of the new year? Go.
New Year's resolution. I'm going to look after myself a bit better. I am going to go to the gym. I'm going to play more tennis.
No, you're
and
not.
And I may do the... Yeah. No, of course I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm doing my best. I've started already. I've done a couple of days of low-carb days.
Okay.
It's so difficult. Oh, my God. It's difficult. Terrible.
How about your expectations for the new year?
Oh, predictions. Expectations. Yeah. Predictions. I predict that we'll continue to do Daily Scramble live, and it'll get better and better and more fun and more fun. And people will throw money at us in the street. Maybe. No. I predict that Laura Buckle will take selfies of herself and it'll be all over Facebook. I predict that Armin Gasparian will post drunken messages on Facebook at about 2 o'clock in the morning and nobody will understand what it was he said.
Okay.
I predict that Matt Costa will continue to do his weird and wacky show on a Tuesday night here on KX93.5.
I even just offered him a better slot, but Matt likes being in the nighttime.
No, he was delighted with that. Yeah, awesome. And then also, we have a new show called American Parlor Songbook,
mm-hmm.
which is really odd
Sunday
variety
afternoons.
Show with J.P. Houston, so a very successful songwriter, and his wife Julie Van Dusen, and they do like a sort of Prairie Home Companion-y, but more modern, more funky, more cool. On a Sunday afternoon, and that's joined our station. I think our station is going to go from strength to strength. I think we've got great friends and supporters in the community now that really do believe that we should stick around. So that's good. For me personally, I'm going to Japan.
And I'm going to Ireland.
Nice. We're just going to leave it all behind. We've been here. It's been good. We've had 2 weeks off, and now we're going away again.
Would you like to know what David Hansen, opinion writer for Coastline Pilot, thinks is going to happen in 2016 here in Laguna Beach?
I'd love to know.
He has 10 things, and it ends with a note about us that I don't know how I feel about. Number one, he says downtown changes but will stay the same. The city will approve a fancy, expensive consultant's report on how to improve downtown, and residents will not be able to see the difference. Completely agree with that.
Yeah, he's totally right.
Yep. Number two, the slow, agonizing disappearance of artists. That's interesting. Number three, the rise of the creative underground, something that you and I are very passionate about. Yeah. He says overnight, Laguna will reclaim its cutting edge swagger.
Oh,
it's a bigger uphill battle than that in my mind. But
yeah,
well. He says that homeless will take over the canyon through eminent domain. He says Tesla's Model X.
That's a good one.
He says Tesla's Model X will replace Range Rover as the car of choice in town. He says Airbnb will boycott the city in a display of power, causing Laguna's absentee landlords to actually pay attention to local issues. Mm. We'll see. He says Laguna will choke on the glut of expensive restaurants. So many new restaurants will open in 2016 that the reality show Hell's Kitchen will relocate to Laguna, he says.
Yeah.
Pageant the Masters, Festival Yard, Sawdust, and Art Affair will continue like well-oiled machines, of course. Surf culture will cling to its devotees, he says. And finally, his last note, he says, when you're just about to turn off the town's only radio station,
what?
KX93.5, because it's so annoying.
Oh, come
on,
David.
Let me read that part again.
Yeah.
Finally, when you're just about to turn off the town's only radio station, KX93.5, because it's so annoying.
Yeah, well, predictions are annoying, David.
This is when I almost FYI. Smashed my computer.
Yeah.
He said, it will switch gears
oh.
and play a song that completely surprises you, is refreshing, smart, and soulful.
He's absolutely right about that. He's right.
I don't know how to feel about that compliment. It is a compliment, but
it's
I don't know how to feel about
double-edged,
it.
It's a backhanded yep. compliment. Yep.
Because what's annoying? Was it the song that was before it that was annoying? Or was it us that was annoying?
Oh, I see what
and
you
then, and
it never occurred to me that it was us.
What's annoying
never
to him?
Never occurred.
I'm going
to
ask him.
No, perhaps he doesn't like the music.
Is it appropriate to ask him?
Yeah, of course
say,
it is.
Say, David, I liked your compliment, very kind,
yeah.
but what's annoying?
We like the proper criticism. We'd like
I
want to
know. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So that we can come after you.
We'll report on this tomorrow. Daily Scramble Live is headed into its music-focused hour. Here's The Cure.